بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith qudsi, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there is nothing more beloved to me than the fara'id that I have stated for my slave. And then he said that my slave comes closer to me by fulfilling these fara'id, and then he comes closer to me by the nawafil, by the extra supererogatory ibadat that he does, until he comes so close to me that I become the hand by which he holds, and I become the foot by which he walks. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if he asks me for something, then I will not deny it, I will give him. And if he asks me for protection, I will protect him. The meaning of the hadith, Hadith Qudsi. Now, the issue here is two things. First, the importance of the fara'id. And in that, the first of those fara'id is Tawheed. The first of the fara'id is to have a life which is free from all forms of shirk. And then proof of that is the salah, is the first salah. And then we have the other fara'id, which are the pillars of Islam, which is fasting in Ramadan, zakat and hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that my slave comes, this is the thing which is most beloved. These five fara'id, the arkan of Islam, the pillars of Islam, are those which are most beloved. And then after that are the nawafil, which are the extras. Now in this, the most important of them are the sunnah salawat, which come along with the fard salawat. These are also nawafil. We call them sunnah because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do them very, very regularly. And then among the salah, the most important of the nawafil is tahajjud, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentioned several times in the Quran, and which was something that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always did. It was something that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do even before the five fard salawat became fard, because tahajjud was prescribed long before that. Tahajjud was prescribed in the first year of revelation itself, whereas the five salawat were prescribed in the 13th year of revelation. So, this is the as far as the salah is concerned. And then we have in the fasting, other than Ramadan, all the other fasts which Rasulullah used to do, which are the fasting of Dhul-Hijjah in the first 9 days, the fasting of Yawm al-Arafah, which comes in that time itself, the fasting, the last end of the year, the fasting of the 9th and 10th of Muharram, and then every week, the fasting of Mondays and Thursdays, and so forth. Rasulullah ﷺ used to fast also in the month of Shaban quite a lot. The fasting of the 3 days of Yawmul Bid, the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. So all of these are in terms of the fasting of Rasulullah ﷺ that he used to do. All of these would be in nawafil as far as the fast are concerned, and of course you can keep as many more as you want. With zakat, the issue of nafil refers to anything over and above the fard zakat that we are supposed to give. Anything more you give, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give, as we know, he gave practically everything. So whatever you need to give or you want to give, we give as an investment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do this And of course, Hajj, one is Fard, and beyond that, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq for, Hajj and Umrah, inshallah. Now, the issue of all of this, of all the nawafil, first of all, the question of saying, do we do these, how many of these do we do? And obviously, we should do more. And then, of course, I have not mentioned the azkar because there are so many of them, but alhamdulillah, at least the azkar after the Fard Salawat and the morning and night azkar, which includes recitation of Quran, I think these are things which are very, very important to do, and therefore we should do them. The fundamental thing that is there with all of this is, why would you do all this? Why would you do all this? Why would you do all this azkar and this and this? And that relates to our yaqeen in being resurrected after we die. Ba'asa ba'da al-maut. Now, this is something which is the basic fundamental of Islam, which is to be recreated after we have died. To stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recreated not in the form of some reincarnation or something, but recreated on one day, the day of judgment, by the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we would be called to account before Him. This is the fundamental of Islam. And if you read the history of Islam, if you read the seerah, this was the sticking point with the mushrikeen of Makkah. There was nothing else. They had no personal objection to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, because they knew him, they loved him, they respected him. Even after he brought Islam and they opposed him, as a person, as an individual, nobody had, even the ones who opposed him, as a person, as an individual, nobody accused him of any evil doing. They were against his preaching, they did not like what he was saying, but nobody cast any aspersion on his character, for example. Nobody said anything, you know, bad about him, because they knew he was not like that. There, also accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one worthy of worship, that was not a problem. Because especially for a lot of polytheistic people, worshipping one more God is not an issue. We see this in the Christian conversions in this country, for example. I mean, you have the Hindus who are, I've been to many Hindu Hindu convert homes. When we used to go to the villages, you find they have photos of, pictures they worship of their gods. And in that whole line of photographs, there is one picture of Jesus. There is a statue of Jesus. So we got 5, 6, now you got 7. So it's not a problem. If you're worshipping so many gods, one more is not a problem. So that was not an issue. The issue was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So that was one thing, to say, how can there be only one God there? And the bigger issue with them was, will I really be resurrected after I die? وَقَالَ إِذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Allah is replying to that. Allah says, they ask, will we be resurrected after we have died and we have disintegrated and we have become one with the soil? Will we be, how is it possible? How can we be made alive again? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. They are denying the meeting with their Rabb. And in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what is so difficult for Allah to recreate you when He created you in the first place from nothing? So when you are recreating, you already existed once. To make you come alive again, why is that difficult? For the one who brought you into being in the first place when you didn't exist at all. Now, this is the reason I'm saying all this is, because not because this is some piece of history, but because this is our situation today. May Allah have mercy on us. Our situation today, and I think it's important for each one of us to seriously go and sit down in one place and reflect. This is the whole issue of tazkiyatun nafs, the whole issue of reflection, of introspection. Go and sit in one place. I even say, go and stand in front of the mirror and say, do I really believe that I will die and I will be resurrected. It might seem like, you know, why am I saying this? After all, I am a Muslim, I am praying in the masjid, this, that. I'm saying this because if a person believes that he will be resurrected, then how can that person disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's as simple as that. Iqbal, rahmatullahi, one of his ashar, he said that sin will become, the meaning of the shair is in the sin will become impossible if a person realizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. And long before Iqbal even thought about this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said this in Suratul Alaq, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Allah said, does he not know that Allah is watching? Yeah, this is the Asbab al-Nuzul related to Abu Jahl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he not know that Allah is watching? So we have to ask this question to ourselves and say, this Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara, does it not apply to me? So when I look at my own life, I must ask myself this question and say, am I living my life as if I believe that I will die and I will be resurrected before Allah? Or am I living my life as if I will die and that is the end of the story? Which one? I may be saying that I believe in the day of judgment, I believe in the resurrection and so on. And that's not important. That is not important. I'm saying, again, I'm not saying not important from myself. Allah said this is not important. Allah said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. So Allah said this. Allah said there are among the people, there are those who say that we believe in Allah and we believe in the day of judgment. Day of judgment means what? Means resurrection. But they are not believers. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. So it's not, I'm not making the statement. Allah made this statement. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرْضِ. Allah said that is because there is a disease in their heart. And that disease is the disease of nifaq. Saying something and doing something else. So when I look at my life, do I see signs in my life that I believe that one day I will die and I will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will be resurrected, I will be brought back alive and I will stand before my Rabb. Is this visible in my life? We don't have to answer anybody else. You don't have to answer me, I don't have to answer you. You don't have to answer anybody else. This is for ourselves. Because one day every one of us will stand before Allah, irrespective of whether we believe or not. Belief is important for ourselves. It's not important for the religion. It's not important for Islam, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes no difference. What is real is real. It's going to happen. Even if the whole world denies it, it's still going to happen. It's important for us because unless we believe, we will not act. Unless we believe, we will not act. And if we don't act, then we are in trouble. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all His Anbiya only for this. Only to remind the people and say, one day you will die and you will be resurrected. So live your life in such a way that when you are resurrected, this will be inshallah the best day of your life. Alhamdulillah, you will be before Allah. Allah will be pleased with you. He will reward you. Go into Jannah. Live happily ever after. Don't live your life in such a way that in this dunya you have what feels like fun or momentary. What feels like fun and then after that, what happens? And that is not momentary, that is forever. This one is momentary. You ate something, you drank something, you did something, you went somewhere, whatever it was. There is a short period. I mean, you know, how long is it? That's why it is important to think and reflect. I'll give you a very simple example. Think of and take your most favorite food. That which you really, really, really love. Whether it's some sweet or whatever. Think about this. Put it in front of you. If you want fast all day, whatever, for that food. Then start eating. eat consciously. When you are eating, eat consciously and note down, right? If you want, keep a stopwatch. Start the stopwatch, start eating this food, and tell me how long does that first taste, how long does it last? I'll guarantee you it's not even 1 minute. It is not even 1 minute. Fast the whole day in Ramadan. I mean, now this Ramadan is coming in May. So, we will get some nice hot fasts. May Allah make it easy for us. But fast the whole day. And then at the time of iftar, you know, there's nothing better than a glass of water. I mean, really, there's no sharbat, there's no juice that is better than that. Just a plain glass of water. But even that glass of water, drink that one glass. After that, try and drink one more glass. See what happens. This is the nature of the enjoyment of this life. After the first spoon of that food, the second spoon, the degree of enjoyment is less. It's not the same. It can never be the same. This applies to every single thing that we have. You buy this brand new car, you spent all this money, your time, and you saved up and so on. And I was speaking to one friend of mine, he said, you know, this car is my dream car. I saved money for so many years and I did this and I did that. And I'm thinking, wallahi, for a car, man, come on, give me a break. What is a dream car, for God's sake? I was going for a walk yesterday. I go to the park from here to there. Almost invariably, when I go from here to Chiran, daily, I see at least 7 or 8 Mercedes cars. I think Hyderabad has got more Mercedes than motorcycles. What is the big deal? So what? This is the nature of this life. And for this, we are sacrificing that which is forever. What sense does it make? Therefore, I don't want to talk for more. Time is up. Let us sit down seriously and reflect and say, what am I giving up for what? Does the issue of resurrection before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does it reflect in my life? And if the answer is that, no, it does not reflect at all, or it reflects sometimes, bits and pieces, some of my things I do which inshallah are good for me, but other things I do which cancel out this, then it is high time for us to change. High time for us to change and bring our lives in line with this reality. As I said, it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It is a fact. This reality that one day I will die and I will stand before Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this tawfiq and to make us understand this and to enable us to change our lives before the time comes when we meet Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman.